Coach, what, I mean, the first set you guys were okay. I mean, what happened?
Credit to Vegas. You know, I think they pressure us with their serve. We couldn't find a way to stabilize our reception, and you know, everything starts from there in the volleyball game. And credit to them, you know, they pushed us pretty hard with their float, and we didn't have an answer to that. And we tried, we fought, and we just lacked a lot of power after that to finish high balls with double block situations. And you know, that's the game of volleyball. You know, the team that serves better and receives better has a big chance of winning the games. You know, and I thought that was the key to the game. They executed what they came here to do, and we just couldn't do it today.
They seem much improved this time around, though.
Yeah, I think every team's gonna improve, you know, as the season goes along. They're a good team, like every other team in the league. But I thought it was our side that was lacking energy today, more so than what they could do. Other than, of course, they pressure us with their serve, you know, and then the game becomes easier when your setter has less options. So, yes, they're better. They're going to continue to get better, as every team will do, and hopefully we also are going to continue to get better and learn from our mistakes today and go back to work. We got 9 days now before our next game, so I think we got a good cushion there to go back to the drawing table, see what didn't work in the last two games, and try to be better next time we're out there.
Was there a lot of issues on the right side tonight?
Yeah, I think we couldn't. I don't think it's a lot of issues. We just couldn't put the ball down, you know. And our right side hitter is that for that. They don't do anything else in the game. You know, they don't receive. They're there to put the ball down and get big blocks. I think Cash did a great job in the blocking part. It just wasn't her night on the attacking part, you know. And we need more points from that part of the court. Not only today. I think the whole season we've been needing more action through that side of the court. We've been trying to find solutions game by game, and today we didn't. We tried a couple of stuff. We put Maria in, then we put Jen in, and we just couldn't find a solution. So again, credit to Vegas. They had a great game, and we just couldn't step up to their pressure after that second set loss that we thought we had it, and we lost it, and I thought we didn't regain our composure after that.
You probably see the game different than we do, but I thought Jenny Rosenbaum came against us tonight.
Yeah, she came in. She did a pretty good job in attack. Those two sets that she was in there, we were struggling a lot with our blocking scheme, so that's why we tried again bringing Kate back in, trying to get more blocks and more touches in the net, which we didn't have today. So that was the decision there on the fourth set to bring Caitlin back, but I thought it was great what we saw from Jenna. Jenna is still on the work back to getting to 100%. You know, the doctor said you could use it sporadically through the game, so we gave her a chance today. She showed good things, and we're going to need her, you know, for the long run. The season is just starting. I think today is one-third of the season. So I feel we're in a good position with a 4-4 record with all the things that we have to manage since the start. You know, I think we haven't had what we envision as our six starters from the start. We've never had them together in the gym. So, but again, it's a team sport. So whenever somebody's not available, who's the next up, you know? And today we miss that other person that would step up and carry the load for example, Sam that's out and Asia that's out. So, but again, we're young, we're building, we're happy where we are, and we're just hungry to keep getting better.
Did you see a lot of frustration in the players tonight?
I think we lost, we got desperate a little bit. I think they were, like I said, they were pressuring from the serve receive, and we didn't have an answer, and that kind of leads to another thing, and then you don't get the ball down, and then you're hitting, and all of a sudden they're defending with the head, with the arm, you know. And when you search it and when you fight for it, luck comes your way. I believe that. So, and yeah, frustration probably, but it's good to have frustration. You know, when things don't go your way, I think it's good to be frustrated. I think it's good to show emotion. I think it's good to be mad if you're not playing good, you know. So it's all part of the process. It's how we manage it and how we move along, you know. What happened is already in the past. It's how we can learn from what happened and keep moving forward and our goal now, it's our next game, the 20th, here against Grand Rapids. We have two defeats against them over there. Hopefully they come home now and we defend our turf. So.
People don't realize it's tough to win one match, more or less a sweep a team, isn't it?
It's really hard. That's one of the things we spoke in the locker room. You know, I think it's really hard to sweep a team 3-4 times. Every time you play the team knows you better, you know, and the team finds more stuff to be creative and find ways to beat you, you know. And I think they did a great job presenting a game plan. They executed it, and they were better than us today. Their coaching staff was better than me today, and their players were better than us today, and that's sports, you know. The good thing is that the sun comes out tomorrow, and we're going to go back to work, and we're going to try to get better. And when we get the opportunity again to face them, hopefully we're sitting here with a different conversation.
I don't want to take up the whole press conference.
No worries, we're good.
It seemed like you guys had no answer for Oblak today.
Yeah, I think we didn't have any answers for a lot of things. You know, first, there was the serve. You know, I think everything starts from there. Volleyball, it's a side-out game, and if we can't side out, then things get easier for the other team. And then for a setter on the other team, when you build a lead, it's easier to play a game. You know, it's easier to take risk. It's easier to take chances. You know, it's different how you run a game when you're up 6 points than when the game is tied or you're down one or two. So again, credit to Vegas. I don't want to take anything away from them. They played a better volleyball game than us today, and we just showed up for two sets and then went home. So, and there's the result.
With the quirkiness of the schedule that you referenced before, do you like having 9 days now where you can get some practice time?
I think we need it, you know. In the situation that we are at the moment with the health of our team, I think those 9 days will come in handy, you know. If we were in a different situation with everybody healthy going on a 6-winning streak, I tell you I'll be scared of a 9-day rest. But at the moment that we are, I think it's helpful to get those days, try to recover physically, get stronger, and be ready for the 20th.
Thank you.